Lyndon Pryor with the Louisville Urban League says he sees the impact on a regular basis. It's common for Louisville residents to come to the Urban League's community health program with the complaint of not being able to get into the doctor or facing long waits for an appointment.
They end up at clinics or family health care centers, which are large-scale providers, and so they're not necessarily assigned a particular doctor. It certainly helps a lot of our clients find primary care. However, what it also means is that you may not necessarily have the same continuity of care.
Continuity of care means there's one medical professional who sees a person through head colds, a bad cut, and catching the early stages of a disease. So not having enough doctors means there will be fewer people who can see the same doctor continuously. The Congressional Budget Office says a few things could be done to meet the demand. One of the recommendations is being used by Brent Wright, a doctor with the University of Louisville Physicians and TJ Sampson Community Hospital in Glasgow, Kentucky. Wright and his team are using a new model to reach out to people in their homes to make primary care a bit more effective.
They were wheelchair-bound and their ramp was in disrepair. They were able to link with some community agencies. They were able to get their ramp repaired.
A new wheelchair ramp was paid for through the federal government-funded grant program.
And something like that, oftentimes people may be hesitant to bring that up, be ashamed or embarrassed. And, you know, when you reach out to people and you actually see that their physical surroundings, you learn a lot very quickly. Basic health centers around basic needs.
That sounds basic. And so does paying doctors more, creating more primary care medical residencies, and paying medical school debt if students go into the field. But like most things in healthcare, Pryor and Wright note, all this is easier said than done. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.